The Art of Work, Section 6. Everything has its season, and there is a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to reap. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to destroy and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to caress and a time to abstain. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to find and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to discard. A time to argue and a time to agree. A time to listen and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Koehelet's Time poem paints the picture of our existence under the sun in broad brushstrokes. His color palette contrasts times of bright joy, such as the birth of a child, with darker times of death and destruction. The mood of the painting takes us from dancing and making love to arguments and broken hearts. His time poem is a powerful portrayal of what it means to be human in a world where the knowledge of good and evil is within us and the thorns and thistles of a twisted creation are against us. A world where death is always nipping at our heels, and yet the beauty of creation can still lift our hearts toward heaven. Our life under the sun is a constant flow of seasons coming and going, but these ones arrive in random order. The text says these are simply seasons. They are not appointed times, and they can come to us at any time and in any sequence, for as he has pointed out, time and chance happen to us all. It is interesting to note that although Koehelet paints a picture of both the ongoing beauty of creation mingled together with the darker side of a broken world, the actual works of art the poem inspires choose only one facet of life under the sun. In the 16th and 17th centuries, the Book of Ecclesiastes was the source of what is known today as vanitas paintings, dark, brooding portraits of skulls and decay and the certainty of death. Today, however, if you look up the images associated with Ecclesiastes 3, they are exclusively positive, filled with flowers and butterflies, rainbows and sunsets. Somehow the words hate and war have been neatly cut out of the picture. But Koehelet is neither brooding and morbid, nor is he blindly optimistic about how life will turn out. There is no point in focusing on death, but neither should we keep painting happy faces on everything and ignore what is really happening to ourselves and those around us. Simply repeating the mantra, "everything happens for a reason," that I referred to last month, does not make the negative aspects of life go away or magically make sense. Perhaps it is time to step back and look again at our life under the sun. My name is Vance Newdorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.